Stephen will be, okay. So what you just got was a message that the meeting is being recorded. And I've been advised that your participation in this meeting constitutes consent to the recording. And the recording will be posted on the Rate Board's website pursuant to city ordinance. So if anyone wants to leave, now's your opportunity. Okay, with that, we have a pretty short agenda today. I know it is still a holiday for some of us, but thank you for joining us. Riche was not able to join us today, but we do have a quorum. And in her absence, I would like to introduce the minutes of our last meeting, which have previously been distributed to the board members and posted on the website by Stephen. Let me ask the board members if there are any additions or corrections to the minutes.
None from me.
Okay. None here.
Okay, can I then get a motion to approve the minutes of the prior meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. The second and primary matter before the board today is the promulgation of a regulation, of an amendment to our regulations to expand the definition of special rate proceedings, which this effort to amend the regulations arose, of course, from our last rate determination, in which we concluded that there was a major issue that needed to be resolved, but couldn't be resolved during the time frame and during the period of the original case. So it was proposed that that issue be addressed in a special rate proceeding. And the question arose as to whether or not it would be appropriate to amend our regulations to make it clear that such a proceeding will be appropriate in the future. And the language was provided, jointly provided to us by the public advocate and the department, which I would propose that we adopt, at least for purposes of making this amendment available to the public and subject to a public hearing. And it simply adds, and that language is now being shared by Stephen, simply adds a category to the types of proceedings which can be conducted in a special rate proceeding, and includes language that would allow special rate proceedings in any case where it is required to be initiated as a special rate proceeding pursuant to a rate determination. And rate determination, of course, is what we did at the end of our, is what we do at the end of our rate proceedings. So let me open that up to discussion among the board members. If you have any questions or comments or concerns about that language.
I don't. We had ample opportunity to review the language. And again, thanks to council for coming, for various parties for coming up with it. I think it's a good solution. So I have no further issues.
Same here. Looks simple and to the point. It accomplishes our goal. So thanks to both parties.
Dan, do we need to open that up to discussion among anyone else on the call before we vote? Obviously, there will be a public hearing a month from now.
I don't believe there's a legal requirement. That doesn't mean you're prohibited from doing so. It's your choice.
Okay. In that case, I would ask, are there any other comments by anyone else on the call at this time before we promulgate this for, and where, again, it would be subject to public comment and public hearing?
No comment from the department. We're very happy with the language.
No comment from the public advocate either. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks again for continuing to work cooperatively to try to keep the ball rolling here so that, you know, any disagreements we have in the future can be limited to the substantive issues that I'm sure will come up over the next year or two. With that, I would call for a, or maybe I guess I should ask for a motion. Is that right, Dan, to approve this language, to promulgate this amendment for?
That's correct. And then the suggestion is also that we pre-schedule a hearing for the just prior to the next meeting on October 13th. Okay. We would actually start at 3 o'clock and then put off the meeting until the hearing is over, which may take a matter of a minute or longer if there are comments.
Okay. Well, let me separate that. First, I'll ask for a motion to, if anyone would make a motion to approve the, or to promulgate the amendment to the regulation as appears before you.
So moved.
And seconded.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? So the motion carries 3-0. I would also ask for a motion to pre-schedule a public hearing, which I believe is October, let's see, October 6th at, I'm sorry, no, October 13th, I apologize. October 13th at 3 p.m., is that correct, Dan?
That's correct.
Okay, so I would ask for a motion to schedule a public hearing on the regulation on October 13 at 3 p.m. prior to our regularly scheduled board meeting.
And just for people's information, we are planning on this to be a virtual hearing, although we may make a place available in the law department for anyone to come if they need to be there in person, if somebody does not have either phone or computer access.
Thanks, but again, I would expect that the folks on this call, including all the board members, would be permitted to participate via Zoom.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. So certainly not requiring anyone to come in person.
So moved. I'll make that motion. So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And aye. So the motion carries, and we will have a public hearing on October 13th on the language we've just approved. Abby, I don't think we have any other voting issues. If you need to leave, I just wanted to get a couple more reports from the department.
I can sit through a bit more of it. No problem.
Okay, thanks. The next thing on our agenda was just if there is a report from the department, an update on the scheduling of the matters that on the reporting that will be done to the for the board between now and the next rate proceeding.
Sunny, we are working on the template for the first report now, and it should be available after September 15th. We're filling it in, and there are a couple of sections that aren't filled in yet. And I wanted public affairs, particularly to weigh in to tell us where they are with various meetings that might be scheduled, any meetings that have already occurred, and any outreach that they plan in the future. Because I think that was a good sort of foundation for us to start with. And every month or every quarter, depending upon the subject, we'll continue to inform you consistent with the reporting requirements. Also, I would like to state when the first monthly report comes out, that'll be our starting point. That doesn't mean that, you know, if you have some suggestions that we can't add to it, it just means that that is our starting point. And it looks sort of impressive actually, because everyone's weighing in, and I'm just very hopeful, and public affairs particularly is enthusiastic, which always sort of makes me feel good, because they know stuff I don't about outreach and how effective you can be with social media and so many other tools they have at their disposal.
Okay, and of course, I'll ask you that you continue to work with Stephen to make sure that this material can be put in a format that we can post on our website and make available to the board members.
Okay.
Okay, Rob, did you have anything to add or?
Thank you. No, we just look forward to seeing the reporting and understanding all of the work that the department's putting in to advance the needs of the small user customers.
Okay, thanks. At this time, let me just open it up to anyone on the call, if there are any other, I'm sorry, the board members, did you have any questions for Andre or Rob on this issue of the reporting requirements?
None here.
None here.
Okay. And then are there any other, who are any members of the public or anyone else on this call who wanted to raise any matters before the board today? The only other business I could think of would be just to make sure we're confirmed for our schedule of Wednesday, October 13th for our next board meeting and public hearing. I'll work with Dan and Stephen on the details of that. But again, obviously we will need a quorum of the board to vote if we are able to vote at that time after the public hearing on finalizing the amendment to the regulation. The next meeting after that, I believe, is November 10th. And we also have a meeting scheduled, let's see, December 8th. And then I expect we'll be hearing something from the department early in the new year regarding special rate proceeding and tap rider proceeding. With that, Dan, do you have anything else or Stephen for the board?
I do not.
Okay. I think that's everything on our agenda. I would ask, I guess I can just ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting at this time and thank you all for joining us again today.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Sam. Thanks, Abby.
Thanks.
The motion.
So I'm going to move that we adjourn.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. And second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Yeah. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, aye. Thank you. And happy holidays and good year to everyone. Take care.
Happy and a healthy one. Yeah.
Bye bye.
Happy New Year.
Take care. Shantova.